Richard Bacon on Five Live. Good afternoon. Anthony Head is here. And you can see him, bbc.co.uk/5live. Adam Garcia on the way, who's a dancer, who's on the Fine I've Got to Dance. Larry Lamb after three. And but we've got lots of texts for you, Anthony, actually, you'll be pleased to know.
Well, that's a good thing.
Anthony Head was in Doctor Who a while back, playing the delightfully creepy Mr. Finch.
Yes.
Was it fun to make, says Andy in Huddersfield?
No, it was horrible.
I never wanted to be in that job.
I never would. Yeah, it was brilliant. I must admit, at the time the script came through and, you know, I've been a little wary of sort of professorial roles because of Giles and Buffy. But I started to read the script and I went, oh, this is brilliant. It was a headmaster who basically eats people eats pupils for snacks and then sort of starts on the staff for, you know, lunch. But it was brilliant, and working with David was lovely, and it's where I met James Hawes, who did the first three episodes of Merlin, and, you know, I mean, and I met Julie Gardner, who used to run BBC Wales, who's a wonderful person. I mean, it was a great team, it was lovely.
Also have quite a connection to Doctor Who, don't you? So you've been in that episode. I think you narrate some audio Doctor Who stories.
Yes, and
you also commentated on the Doctor Who Confidential series.
I did.
And didn't you audition to be Doctor Who?
Yes. Yes, I did. A long time ago, when they were first mooting, and there was interest from America, and there was this huge sort of machine was grinding into operation. And I met them and didn't get anywhere, and then it came back again, and at that time, I think Paul McGann got it, and it's gone backwards and forwards a few times, and I've been
so you auditioned against Paul McGann, and Paul McGann got the job. What was wrong with your audition?
I think that they'd already got him.
They were wasting your time.
They were. They're probably wasting their own. No, I mean, it actually went very well, but I think Paul had already got it, but there was one of those things of will he, won't he, and all that stuff, and so I think they were seeing me sort of like... Oh.
He was good. He was in that one-off film,
he was great.
He? Kind of underrated. A lot of people have forgotten it now.
Well, the problem is really that it was they kind of went too American on it, and it was, you know, what Russell T. Davis did, which was brilliant, was to actually sort of look at he actually has credited Buffy sort of as a good model of how he thought the show should run. And he did, you know, the reworking on it. It was brilliant. But, I mean, the American one was just too much. It was just too zhuzhy and too
slick
sort of,
in a way.
Yeah, too glitzy. It just didn't work.
There was never a regeneration, was there? That's the missing regeneration from Paul McGann to Christopher Eccleston.
I think you're right.
Is that the only non-regeneration?
Yeah.
Anyone knows differently. That's quite interesting. 85.
I mean, I don't know because I didn't see the initial Christopher Eccleston one.
Oh, he was really good.
No. But I mean, I didn't see whether he was.
Oh no, there was no regeneration. No. He was just there. It just started with him, I think. Oh, there you go. Oh. Bit of trivia. It's actually. I mean, you mentioned Merlin and Buffy, and there's a bit of a sci-fi fantasy theme to a lot of your work. I don't suppose you sought that out necessarily. Do you think it came about because you were in Buffy?
Absolutely. Stuff comes through, and I choose to do it or not to do it. And I mean, actually, if you look at the body of work that I've got, it's not all sci-fi. But when good sci-fi comes up, you know, Merlin's not sci-fi. I mean, it's fantasy certainly. But the thing that interested me about Uther Pendragon was that he was, you know, on paper it looks like he's just a baddie, and actually it's I find it interesting playing somebody who's old school king, who's trying to do the best he can, and ultimately with the tools that are available to him, which is basically chopping people's heads off and sticking them on bonfires. You know, it's not, I'm not going to be everybody's favourite king, but and it has to be.
He means well, even though he chops people's heads off.
But he ultimately, and he's an old style father, and it's the whole idea is that you set him up, you set the world that Arthur is brought up in, and he's going to be the great king that Arthur, you know, everybody knows.
Where's it filmed?
It's filmed in Pontypridd, just outside of Cardiff, in a trading estate. And then the glamorous part is that we get about a third of the year we spend in just north of Paris in a beautiful chateau called Pierrefonds. It's beautiful.
You've worked on Buffy, obviously, for a long time. You're in Buffy. Mm. How does the American system of drama, of TV production, differ to the British one?
More hours, basically. You would do an average of about 14, 15 hours a day, whereas in England you don't go beyond sort of union limits because it costs a fortune. And the crews, I mean, actually the crews pretty much about the same size, and we work in a tin warehouse, and we did in Buffy. And you know, when it rains, we have to stop, and when the planes went over from Santa Monica Airport, we'd have to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know,
no, that's all the same. I wonder if the people are different, if the ethos is different, if the studios have more control.
Studios definitely have. Well, I don't know. I mean, there are, you know, there's a lot of BBC executives who are involved in Merlin. I mean, I think as far as the crunch is concerned, you know, they watch ratings so closely in America, and shows do get cancelled.
Well, yes,
way in advance of sometimes. As times go on and money is shorter, you know, people are less likely to nurture shows as they. You know, I mean, we used to nurture shows.
In America, they'll pull a show mid-season, yeah. Even though other stuff's in the can, yeah. Which I always find kind of remarkable. But you know, with a show like Buffy, when all said and done, it's about making money.
Yeah.
And with Merlin, you're on the BBC, so it's not all about making money. So that must change the relationship between the production and...
They still do watch ratings. They want, you know, they want to be a popular show. I mean, it also, you know, it's sold pretty much everywhere worldwide. It's done very well for BBC worldwide. It's when you do something, it's about being a success. I mean, I would love to get back to the days we never will, before the 90s, when, you know, TV was there to educate as well as to entertain. And it's these days.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was like the 1920s or something. it was. That was back in the Reithian days. On the text, we're asking on the text, because we're talking about EastEnders later. Is anything happened in your life that has also happened in EastEnders? Dear Richard, we have a dog called Rowley, says Paul in Wrexham. My birthday tomorrow was Ethel's birthday.
Wow.
These weren't quite as dramatic as I was expecting.
No one shot with a bunch of apples.
No one found out that their sister's their mum yet. Every year, Dot would have a cake with a fired fire hazard number of candles on or around the same date. Maybe we should make this. Has anything underwhelming in EastEnders also happened in your life? 85058, bacon@bbc.co.uk. Do you miss living in LA? Because I assume you must have been very well known in the States when Buffy was on. And
I mean, in terms of, yes, I mean, I had a lovely, lovely apartment. The problem was I was away from my family. They lived here and I lived there.
Did you ever think about moving them there?
No.
Why not?
Because didn't want to. I mean, their life here, we put them through school there twice for sort of a couple of months at a time. They went to a great Montessori school in Santa Monica. But, I loved the place. I spent a lot of time commuting. You know, I had the longest commute in the world. I went backwards and forwards. Whenever I got 6 days clear, I'd get on a plane and come back. And we'd sort of spend every holiday, every sort of, you know, trying to make it work so that we weren't apart too long. But no, I love LA, but it's just, I mean, I don't think it's by choice. I wouldn't want to raise kids there. I mean, we have a place in Bath in the middle of the English countryside. It's beautiful. Why would you want to go?
I think a lot of people dream, don't they, of moving to LA, of living in LA.
It's not easy.
Of being in a big TV show. You've done it, and you've turned your back on it and would rather
live in
Bath. I
know people who've done that thing, because, I mean, in terms of working there as an actor, it's... there is not a, you know, you do 22 episodes of something a year. There's not any time to do anything else. You know, we have so much crossover in our industry. We've got theatre, we've got film, you know, limited amounts of film available, but there is an enormous amount that actors can do, and nevertheless, there are still an enormous amount of actors are out of work here. Mm. But in LA, it's very seasonal, and there's everybody you meet is either a writer. You know, I'm a taxi driver, but actually I'm a writer.
Of course, yeah. LA's a one industry town, isn't it? It's all about acting.
It's all about people waiting
to get into acting, or people were in acting and are now waiting tables.
The thing I do like was class. Acting class in there out there was fabulous, and I wish we had the same principle here, which is, you know, every week you go and you top up your skills. And actor is the only artist. You know, musicians practice all the time, painters, but actors, you know, when you're in work, you can't call it practicing, because then, you know.
That's interesting. So actors in America will keep going to acting class?
Absolutely, and it's really valuable.
And almost no one does that here. You don't hear of it here,
really,
do you? Hey, just, can you say a few more minutes after the news?
Of course.
Excellent. Anthony Head is here. As I keep saying, he's worth having a look at. bbc.co.uk/5live.